Well, today, December 13th, we celebrate the feast day of a very young saint, a virgin and martyr named Saint Lucy, who's very popular in church history. What we know about Saint Lucy is that she was born in Sicily, probably the late last part of the 3rd century. And from what we know about her, she was a young maiden, a young girl, perhaps 13 years old, perhaps 16. We don't exactly know what age she was, but she was promised in marriage to a young man. But when she explained to him that she had dedicated her life to Christ and that she had given a vow of virginity to Christ and wanted to remain unmarried out of love for God, he reported her to the governor of Sicily for being a Christian. At this time, it was mostly pagan surroundings that St. Lucy lived in. So she was then condemned to death, and we don't know exactly how she was to give her life, but one tradition says she was burned. Another one says she was killed by the sword. We do know this occurred about the year 304 under the fierce persecution of the pagan emperor Diocletian. After her death, her body was taken to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. But then during the Crusades, it was taken to Venice, where, if you go to Venice, the Church of Santa Lucia in Venice contains the relics of St. Lucy. And she's such a popular saint. She's the patron saint of the gondoliers in Venice. And they've made her very famous by singing the song Santa Lucia, often to couples as they are rowed in the little in the boats in Venice. We also know that she is very popular in the Scandinavian countries as well. On this feast day, the young girls dress up in a white dress representing purity with a red sash representing the blood she shed in martyrdom. And then they wear a wreath with 4 candles or a number of candles that they light, and they wear that on their head. I'm sure it's been the cause of many Scandinavian fires. I wouldn't recommend it here at the monastery. Oftentimes you see St. Lucy in a statue holding a lamp because her name Lucy means light. And she's the bearer of light, the light of Christ. Oftentimes she's seen holding a dish with 2 eyeballs on it, representing she's a patron saint of those who have afflictions of the eyes. We actually pray to her for special healing for people who do have eye ailments. And because her name does mean light, and of course representing Christ, the light of the world, and she became so popular, she was put in the Roman canon, which is the first Eucharistic prayer, which I'll use today. And there are literally thousands of churches named after St. Lucy throughout the world. I think what we can really learn from her was her great courage during a pagan time. And she was so young, and yet she had dedicated her life to God in this special way of virginity. And Pope John Paul II has great faith in the young people of today for heroism and even the willingness to be martyred. And we can draw inspiration from the life of St. Lucy, just a young girl living in pagan surroundings. And, of course, we're now living in a neo-pagan culture which mocks virginity and which leads our young people away from God. So I think we should ask St. Lucy's intercession for the young people of today, that they too will dedicate their lives to Christ and be willing to follow him in such a heroic way.